Hello, and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm grateful to be able to share this wonderful means of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of opening ourselves up to God, speaking to us, guiding us, transforming us through Scripture. I will read a piece of scripture. Today it comes from the first letter of John, a total of four times. Each reading will be followed by about 2 minutes of either silence or quiet meditative music. During that quiet time, you will be invited to either reflect on an aspect of the reading or else how that aspect of the reading connects with you, is meaningful to you based on who you are and what is going on in your life right now. So again, we're not trying to so much cognitively understand, but just allow our hearts to be open to God speaking to us through Scripture. So let us now open our hearts and our minds to God through Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen. And as you listen, notice how you respond. Is there a word or a phrase that just seems to catch your attention, that just seems to feel meaningful to you? Whether you like the word or phrase or not is not important. If you understand why or not, that's not important. But just notice your reaction. And then during the quiet time, simply ponder that word or phrase. What I am writing to you is indeed a new commandment. Its truth is seen in Christ and in you, because the night is passing and the true light is already shining. Those who claim to be in the light but hate the neighbors are still in the dark. But those who love their neighbors are living in the light and need not be afraid of stumbling. Those who hate their neighbors are in the darkness and do not know where they are going, because the darkness has blinded them. Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase is meaningful to you in your life right now. What I am writing to you is indeed a new commandment. Its truth is seen in Christ and in you, because the night is passing and the true light is already shining. Those who claim to be in the light but hate their neighbors are still in the dark. But those who love their neighbors are living in the light and need not be afraid of stumbling. Those who hate their neighbors are in the darkness and do not know where they are going, because the darkness has blinded them. Hear now this reading a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to open yourself up and consider what God might be inviting you or encouraging you or pushing you to do or to be in light of the significance of this word or phrase for you in your life right now and in the world. What I am writing to you is indeed a new commandment. Its truth is seen in Christ and in you, because the night is passing, and the true light is already shining. Those who claim to be in the light, but hate their neighbors, are still in the dark. But those who love their neighbors are living in the light and need not be afraid of stumbling. Those who hate their neighbors are in the darkness and do not know where they are going, because the darkness has blinded them. Hear this reading now one last time. And in the quiet that follows, I invite you either to sit silently in the presence of God or pray to and with God. What I am writing to you is indeed a new commandment. Its truth is seen in Christ and in you, because the night is passing and the true light is already shining. Those who claim to be in the light but hate their neighbors are still in the dark. But those who love their neighbors are living in the light and need not be afraid of stumbling. Those who hate their neighbors are in the darkness and do not know where they are going, because the darkness has blinded them. Let us pray. Thank you, wise and loving and gracious God, for the many ways you shine lights for us, that we may see even if we are surrounded by darkness. May we be open to your light, and may we share your light and your love with all those with whom we come in contact. And it's in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.